What's up? Welcome to the 83rd episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be going over the new update, balance changes, and the new legendary brawler, Meg. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode. But first, I want to tell you guys why there hasn't been any episodes lately. So yeah, it's been 3 days since I posted an episode, which means it has been a pretty good amount of time. So the reason for this is because I was grounded for the first day, and the second and third day. So the second day, I was just really busy, you know. Or no, the second day I was grounded. The first day was community day, with CC. So that is just, I don't think there are gonna be any episodes on Friday, because of how busy Thursday is. So yeah, no episodes on Friday, possibly. I'm just really busy on Thursday, so that might become a thing. I'm not sure. And the reason there wasn't any episodes yesterday was because my family went on a hike with our friends, the Sanders. Hudson from Chromatic Cast is in their family. So yeah, go check his podcast out. But we got lost like halfway up, and then we had to go back to the trail, and it basically doubled the time we were up there. So yeah, that really sucked, and then it took up literally all my day. So yeah, it really was not fun at all. Well, I mean, it was fun once we found out where the trail was. So anyway, I'll stop rambling about my life. I'm gonna help improve your Brawl Stars life. So let's get right into the episode. All right, so starting off with the new legendary brawler, Meg. So just for you Brawl Stars lore nerds out there like me, sorry, I just ran all the way up and down the stairs of my basement. Okay, so Meg, yeah, just for your Brawl Stars nerds out there, Meg has, Meg is a part of the superhero trio, with Max and Surge. She really wants to be a superhero, like Surge and Max, but they just don't think she's ready. So yeah, Max doesn't think she's ready because she is, really actually puny. So yeah, you can just, yeah, she's just really wants to be a part of the superhero action, and even though Max tells her to stop, she still comes. So yeah, that's pretty funny about Meg. She has a pretty puny voice. I've listened to some of her voice lines. They're like really puny. So she has 3300 HP, which is really bad, the second lowest HP next to Tick, and this is at max level, guys. It's just really bad. Yeah, that is the second lowest in the game, which is really bad. So yeah, Meg would definitely not be able to tank any shots, or like, she would have really bad health. She could probably get like, she can get one shot by a Daryl. So yeah, Meg is gonna be not the best damage wise. But I'll talk about her in a second, because she is, I'll talk about her great thing in a second, because she's just so, so, so broken. Sorry for that, quick pause. So, yeah, she has really bad health, but she does have a range of 9 tiles, which is actually pretty good. It's okay, I guess. I mean, it's not the best, but it definitely is pretty good. Like, it's about the range of a Colt, so it's not bad. She shoots 2 projectiles, and the damage per projectile is only 450, which means if you hit both of her attacks, you're like, oh my gosh, it is 900 damage, which is the lowest damaging attack in the game. That's lower than a Poco, guys. Yeah, she's sounding really good right now, but don't worry. Her attacks and her health don't seem the best, but what is really good is her super. This is what makes her so broken. She jumps into her mech with around a 1 second delay. I counted 1 second, maybe 1.5. But people can't shoot her during that time because she is in the air. I'm almost positive that's how it works. Even if she can get hit, that's not really fair. So yeah, this insane mech gives her 7,500 health, and a bigger hitbox. So just be mindful of that. She has a fast movement speed from what I've seen, and a fast reload speed as well. But this mech gives her a normal movement speed and a normal reload speed as well. but it's still really good. She has like a second form, basically. That's a new thing Brawl Stars is trying out. So yeah, she the mech does nerf her a bit, but it still makes her way better. It does have a bigger hitbox because it's super big. But yeah, this mech has 7,500 health, which is so good. And it does decay for 150 damage per second. This super, if you're taking no damage, can be active for 50 seconds, which is so good. She is definitely really good in that regard. Yeah, she's just completely insane. This super will be up for a good amount of the game. She has a we don't know much about her supercharging rate, but I think it's going to be pretty good. So, yeah. That means her super can be active for 50 seconds. So basically, her normal attack is changed when you're in this mech. She shoots 8 projectiles, 4 from each side of her mech, which means there's 8, and each deal 360 damage, which is really good. That can do a lot of damage. More damage than the potential of that damage is more damage she can do in one attack. More damage. The full damage potential of this attack has more damage than her normal attack. Like, than all three shots of her normal attack combined, which is so good. Yeah, this mech is definitely broken. Really broken. And when it gets killed, maybe by decaying, maybe by getting damage, stops. It just comes back to normal Meg. But she has half of the health. This is a big downside, and you're going to want to, whenever your mech is low health, like, retreat, kind of like in Siege. So you will want to be mindful of that. And, yeah, with, when she comes out, she has half of her health, but a 35% damage shield. This may be a star power. We don't know. It probably is. But yeah, it's going to be a pretty good star power from what I can tell if it is. If it's not, it's just completely insane. So she gets a 35% damage shield that lasts for at least 15 seconds. My guess is maybe 20, like 20, 25, maybe 15.1. I don't know. Something around that. And if her mech, okay, so it's just completely good, completely crazy, this mech, and I'm calling it. If her mech can be healed by a support brawler, she will break the game so hard. Like, so hard. If with a Poco burst healing the entire time she has her mech up, it's just going to be completely insane. And I definitely think Poco and Meg and maybe some other like support brawler, maybe like Byron, Meg will just be going total crazy while Byron and Poco are healing her. That would be a pretty good team comp, or maybe Bo, Meg, Poco. Poco is healing him, and Bo is just doing some damage, but his main thing is to get Meg's first super with his super totem, and once that happens, it's pretty much game over with the Poco. I also forgot to mention that Meg's super, so basically, when she's in her mech, an extra super charges every 4 seconds, and with that super, she swoops around kind of like BB, and it deals 3,600 damage. Sorry, I forgot that, guys. So yeah, that should wrap it up. By the way, guys, sorry I forgot to mention, but Meg is a vending machine repair that has like all the max energy drinks in it and stuff. So yeah, that's just a fun fact about Meg. She has a screw gun that she shoots 2 screws out of, so. Yeah, I actually have a story for you guys at the very end about a screw gun. It's very funny, so yeah, stick around till the end for that story. So let's get into the skins. The first one is called Gladiator Colette, which was actually a Supercell make made by a guy that's name starts with a J and another guy. I don't know who it is, but yeah, I don't really pay attention to the people who make it. This skin is pretty good. It's pretty good. I think it's Colette's best skin, unless I'm forgetting one. It's going to be 149 gems, so definitely on the pricier side, but not as good. Like, it's, I don't know, I think it should be worth 79 gems, but, oh well. And then there's another skin. Yeah, she does have new animations and stuff, but there's another skin called V8-Bit. He's like a, it's like 8-Bit, except he's like a gas station. He has a pump as a gun, and he shoots, like, oil, flame stuff, and his winning animation is the same. His losing animation is the same, except his eyes start rolling because, yeah, his, like, it's, like, the amount of money you have to pay, I think. And then there is a meter at the back of him that fills over time, just, like, as an animation, like, in the lobby, so, yeah. I dare you to try to watch that for a long time. It's very hard. So, yeah. It's pretty good, I guess. I don't know. And then there is a... this skin is 79 gems, but you get it for free with a 10-win challenge. So, yeah. This is a pretty good challenge. Stay tuned for a challenge guide. I will be doing an episode on that, so just stay tuned. So a new thing is that, like, with the friends, like, you know, you can go to invite a friend, you can just send, like, an SOS, basically, to all your friends and other people. It's like, you know how you can do the looking for team, function? Well, you can do that to your friends now, so you don't have to spam invite to all your friends. So, that's actually pretty, I'm glad they did that. Definitely don't like spamming all my friends. Like, I need a team. I'm pushing somebody. So, yeah, that is pretty convenient. Supercell, thanks. And then, yeah, the club improvements are coming very soon. So, be sure to get your clubs down to 30 members. I'm not completely sure on this, but I'm pretty sure Eternal Radio does have on... it might have more, so I will go and check that, but first, I need to, just to occupy you guys while I go look for it. The new animated pins. Dark Lord Spike has an animated pin that is exclusive to getting the skin, so, yeah, that's definitely pretty good. But, something you didn't know was, this pin has sounds. It's like, so it's like... It's really creepy. I'm starting to wonder if, I'm starting to get kind of scared. Like, if they're gonna, if Brawl Stars is gonna make their takeover, it's gonna be soon. Because, oh man. Okay, yeah. Eternal Radio did just barely get 30 members. So, do not join. Do not join. We don't want to kick anybody. It's such a good community there. So, yeah, don't. Club improvements will be soon. And then, nobody could get kicked. Okay? So, just don't. Not yet, at least. Maybe if somebody's mini is on it, we'll kick it. Unless it's, like, Junior Nemo's. But, yeah. I was talking about Dark Lord Spike with the voice. This means that Dark Lord Spike will now have a voice. Not normal Spike, but Dark Lord Spike. It is very concerning. I'm concerned, and there's probably going to be a bit of lore behind this, Brawl Stars lore, so I'm definitely excited to see that. Maybe some hold the trophy lore, something like that. So yeah, it's, the Brawliday, that is an animated pin. There are the Brawliday's pins, those are now animated, even the free ones, which is pretty cool. The Lunar New Year pins, that is also going to be animated, the free ones as well. And the Brawling Rosa pins, those will be animated as well. So overall, a good set of animated pins. And then there is new pins. So there are Retropolis pins. So V8-Bit is actually a Retropolis skin. Rockabilly Mortis is as well. Hot Rod Brock is. Bake Sale Barley and Road Rage Carl are. So basically, there is like a pack. And then basically, in this pack, if you buy all the Retropolis skins, you will get an exclusive pin for each of those brawlers. So, like, Rockabilly Morris looks really sick. V8-Bit and Hot Rod Brock and Bake Sale Barley and Road Rage Carl also do too. But in my opinion, Rockabilly Mortis is Morris's best skin. So, that's why I didn't want to buy Rogue Mortis. And then that's why I bought Evo Jane. Ha! Okay. So, yeah. That's definitely pretty good. I'm definitely not going to pick all these skins up. I don't want to waste all my gems. Like, I only buy skins for brawlers I really enjoy playing. Or brawlers that I'm actually good at, so Yeah, I didn't know Big Sale Barley was a Retropolis skin, by the way. Did you guys? Because I didn't. So, yeah. These skins and this offer will be coming out once a year. So, yeah, that will make these skins pretty rare and pretty good. Which means I think Rockabilly Mortis will no longer be in the archive. Hopefully not. Which means hey, me having it will be a total flex. I totally didn't get it in an offer that was only 59 gems. Totally not. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. That's all the update. I really hope you guys enjoyed. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast podcast. So before in the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. It would really help the podcast grow. So today, we do not have a new 5-star review. Not that I know of. So that's sad. Send in 5-star review, guys. You'll get a shout out. And if you email me after, you got to tell me what it says and everything about that. I will send you the exclusive link to the exclusive Discord server, which means that's a lot of perks. Okay, so become a patron. It's $1 low cost high reward. That's $1. I normally charge you $1 to get on that Discord server, but now you get it for free. So send in a 5-star review. It really helps the podcast out. If you want people to be like you and like, oh man, I'm really glad I found out about this podcast. Well, you make that possible by sending in 5-star review. 5-star reviews, guys. See, I really enjoy finding a 5-star review. I'm so happy. Except for that one where that guy was hating on me. That guy just is a jerk. If you're listening, send me an email. Tell me your address, and I'm going there. I'm going to tell my dad to beat you. I'm just kidding. So, yeah. I promised you guys a funny story. So, I'm going to tell it to you. My dad's friend named Peter. He has a son named Craig. So, they were, he's like 60 years old or something. So they were like, building. So he really loves building and is into carpentry. So is my dad. So they like have a business together. It's called P&G Remodeling because my dad, my last name is Petronella. And Peter's last name is Genelotti. So yeah, my dad learns a lot from him. Okay, back to the point. So Craig was just, they were staying at a hotel. For some reason, I don't know exactly why, but they were staying at a hotel, and they wanted to buy, like, they're staying there long-term, so Craig went out, got a set of, like, wood and, like, stuff like that to make a coat hanger, because, I mean, that's something you should have. So, he was making the coat hanger, and he did have this little screw gum, which he brought in there to make the thing. So then a few minutes later, Craig was in the room. Pete went out to go grab another supply from his van. And then at that point, there was like police everywhere. He was in the lobby on his way outside. And then there were police everywhere, like a SWAT team. If you guys don't know what a SWAT team look it up. So yeah, there was an entire SWAT team with like these big guns, and they were like, put your hand, lay down and put your hands up. And Peter was like, what? So he did it, and then they were like, put your hands up, and he's like, what's happening? And they're like, shut your mouth. And he's like, what? I said shut your mouth. So they put him in a police car, and on the way to jail, or like they were arresting him, and on the way to jail, Pete found they cuffed him up, and on the way to jail, Pete saw an officer that he was real good friends with, so he was like banging his head on the window trying to get his attention, and he did, so he pulled over the SWAT team, and they're like, he was like, what is going on? And then he caught up with them. He was like, they said that someone went into your room with a very advanced gun. So he was like, what are they talking about? And he was like, was the gun kind of gray with a bit of black? And he was like, yeah, that's what they said it was. And he was like, that was my son's screw gun. And they were like, oh. But then he was like, dude, you have to get him out of there. Because the SWAT team was going to go in there take Craig down. So Pete called Craig and he was like, hey, you got this doesn't, I know this will not make any sense to you, but you have to walk out of the hotel room with your hands up without the screw gun. And they were like, he said, okay, Dad. So he went out with the screw gun, without the screw gun, showing his hands. And then the SWAT team, like, tackled him, and they, like, brought him down. And then, like, on top of him, like patting him down, seeing where the gun was. And then they turned that room upside down. It was hysterical. They were, like, throwing things so much. They were just, like, throwing things across the room to look for the gun. And then they found out it was a screw gun. They just left the hotel, didn't even say sorry for the inconvenience. And it turned out there was this guy who was an expert on guns. He said he was the one who called the police. He said the screw gun looked identically like a special gun that's illegal to have. So yeah, that's just a funny story. Thought you guys might want to know it because, well, Meg has a screw gun, so she might be getting hunted down by a SWAT team right now. Just kidding. Follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And once again, thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.